It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, we're the Grillin' Guys. It's 9:06, and we're so happy you joined us this morning. I'm Barbecue Bob, and I'm joined with Michael Gray this morning.
Hello. Slept in, dude.
We also
I'm ready
have,
to go.
Yeah, nice. I did, too. As a matter of fact, I still have my pajamas on. We also have Hot Man Joppy with us this morning.
Back from South Dakota. Good to be here, and we're going to talk about that a little later.
Welcome back.
South Dakota.
Yeah, went out there and did a little bird hunting.
I was going to say, you got to have a real good reason to go to South Dakota. That place isn't even fun to fly over.
But it makes you happy when you get back to Michigan. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You come back to Michigan in December and you're relieved.
Yeah. Well, listen, the next 2 hours are filled with cool ideas and stories about food and fun, and let's get into it. But before we do, I want to tell you a little bit about the show because we're still kind of new. We want to give you everything you need to know about grilling, and that's why we're called the Grilling Guys. You get that?
I got it.
Kind of slick. We're here every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, and we're online 24/7 at thegrillingguys.com.
That's with a the, right? Thegrillingguys.com.
Thegrillingguys.com, one G. Well, there'd actually be two.
Right, grilling and guys. Yeah, I get it.
So that's what the show's about. And I'm just very passionate about grilling. I live out in the country near Lowell. I have a beautiful wife and five kids. I like to hunt and fish, entertain friends around my grill. And just sitting around one day talking to Joppy and another fella, we came up with this idea. And so that's why we're here. But I have lots of weapons, and I'm known to have lots of weapons in Lowell. So never sneak up to my house, or you'll be surprised.
Yeah, I might show up on the grill.
Are you threatening me?
You could. Really like American-made products and Michigan-made products. We have a great lineup of people coming in this morning, local guys, Michigan people that produce things. Not real big on products made in Mexico or China. Have a problem with that.
Right. Well, none of us were, so, you know, you kind of hang with what you know.
You know, I see customers in my other job. I'm a grill rep and a manufacturer's rep during the week. And I see people around our country that maybe don't have jobs right now. So I really kind of like buying American-made products so more of those people have jobs.
Not to mention the abundance of crap that comes in off of freighters.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of gear that comes in from those places that just it's crap. Yep.
Yeah. And did I ever tell you about the Asian carp?
Are we going to go on the Asian carp again?
I'm almost swore.
You know, what you need to do is come up with a recipe for the Asian carp.
No, what we need to do is just everybody go down to Chicago and stand on the docks and just shoot into the river. That sounds like fun anyway. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so this morning, we have a great lineup. We are the Grilling Guys every Saturday morning, 9 to 11. This is the only place in Michigan that's on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be.
That's right. Create a little grill envy for the neighbors next door.
Yep. So let's fire up some grills. Right now we have Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
So good to see you this morning. And you're kind of a legend in the meat business in Grand Rapids. And in the short number of years your store has been open, you've gained quite a reputation.
Yeah, we try really hard. The same thing you're talking about, having Michigan products, local meats that are steroid hormone free, different kinds of sausages, smoked sausages that not everybody has. So we're all about quality, and that's the main thing that we're standing on.
Michael's steroid-free, I think, aren't you?
Well, now.
Yeah. Ever since the NFL booted him.
Had to get cured off the juice. No, be warned, man. If you head down to Sobey's there in Remembrance and you bring your small child, they also keep a yeoman's supply of Smarties. And those things are kitty crack. My daughter's 2.5 and we can't drive past your place anymore.
Oh yeah.
And I want to go to the meat store. No, you don't. You want free candy.
Well, that's right in your hood.
Yeah. It's not too far from the house at all. In fact, they helped found the feast for Thanksgiving. We'll get into that story a little bit later.
So is it true that the west side's the best side?
Is there any doubt?
Sounds like to me, Tim's a marketing genius. If he puts the free candy out and gets Daddy in there to buy meat, man, I need to learn a few things from him.
That's pretty good. That's old school.
Yeah. Not a bad plan.
Yeah.
So it looks like you brought some bribes in this morning, and that's always smart when you come into here because we're carnivores. We're hardcore carnivores.
And we love carnivores.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to change vegans one at a time. And
Don't waste your time.
Yeah. We got some homemade snack sticks, so we have quite a variety of those. And we got a couple local T-bones for you guys here. We'll talk about that, too. And we can do some different things that most of the big chain markets can't do because we get the whole cattle in. So we can do some real radical things with them for you.
So one of the things that I guess we had a discussion about initially was I was so impressed with some aged steak I had had recently in Chicago. And in my travels around the Grand Rapids market, I stumbled onto you for several reasons, but one of the things that tripped my trigger was the fact that you do age your steaks.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
What a difference that makes.
Yes, it does. And I know you mentioned the ones that you had, they were like 4 weeks aged. Certainly at that point, you're not gaining much more in tenderness from a 21-day to a 28-day. I thought about that. I wonder maybe the reason they had that 28-day aged steak was because it didn't sell between the 21st and the 28th day.
Can't throw it out. So yeah, well, this now it's on special.
Yeah.
This shop's in Wilmette, Illinois, and it's a very hoity-toity neighborhood. He just totally shells out the meat there. These people they can't buy it fast enough.
Yeah.
At $30 a pound.
Right. Hey, Tim, so tell me, what does aging a steak do to it, and why is it better?
It's breaking down in beef. You have marbling that looks like fat that kind of runs in the tissue, and it's as that's aging, that bacteria is starting to break down and makes it more tender. And
is that done at a certain temperature? Do you have to keep the meat at a certain temperature? Because my wife thinks if I've had a steak in the refrigerator for more than 2 days, it's going to go bad.
You got one of those, too?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No. I can't put a steak on the counter for more than about 3 minutes before I'm getting food poisoning accusations.
Right. Yeah, that's...
Well, it's because you've tried to kill her so many times.
Shut up. Silence. That's court admissible.
But anyway, what does it what's the length of a piece of meat that we can still be safe to have if I bought it from you? How long could I keep it in my fridge before I either better eat it or freeze it?
Steaks, something like that, I guess. Pretty much, if you're not going to eat them, you know, some people if they discolor a little bit, like you say, like your wife, they're kind of freaking out. But if it was even within 4 or 5 days, you'd be fine.
Okay.
And then you know, we can vac seal. Let's say you're doing a fishing thing or hunting thing, we can vac seal them for a little more longevity, so you didn't have to freeze it.
Okay.
Otherwise, either buy fresh or you know pop them in the freezer when you get them home. Take them out, thaw them, slow in the fridge.
Right. Yeah. Don't put them in a sink full of hot water. Right?
No, don't do that.
Right. Yeah.
If you put a steak in a sink full of hot water, be a vegan. Just become a vegan. You're ruining it for everybody.
It might force you to be.
I'm telling you, it's one thing. You know, I've watched my wife actually learn a lot about cooking in the 6 years that we've been together because she's coming out of college. You know, if it didn't come out of the microwave, it didn't exist, and lost a couple of cuts of meat to that very same. Oh, I was trying to thaw it out. I'm seeing a steaming sink. Like you did not. Oh, brown. Yes. Yeah. Looks like 14-week-old ground beef by the time you get it done.
Yeah.
But she's a girl. You get a mulligan.
Right, right.
She didn't know. If you're a guy, please don't do that.
Yeah, never a good idea. So what else do you have there? It looks like you have absolutely a smorgasbord of treats for us. I'm so happy I didn't eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Pie's not breakfast, is it?
Pie still is breakfast, especially in deer camp. Pie is breakfast.
Right, right, exactly.
Okay, then I had breakfast.
Yeah. Our homemade snack sticks, and we have a little bit of jerky here for you. Our barbiaki jerky, as I said, is my wife Teresa's best mistake she ever made. And she had some made up one time seasoned to be barbecue. And then she will usually, after we get it laid out, put a little extra seasoning on top. And she got some teriyaki seasoning on top of it. She thought, oh my gosh, we ruined it. Well, we smoked it out anyway, give it a try. And especially when we were first opening up, somebody came in, whatever's coming out of the smoker, we'll give people samples. And guys said, well, what is that? I saw it's barbiaki jerky. Of course, we all kind of chuckled about it. And it sold out quickly, and he came in a couple days later, said, hey, I want some more of that barbiyaki jerky. And we made up a little batch, and it's been one of our best sellers ever since.
It is very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good. Try this.
Now, where can people find you, Tim, if they're not familiar with the shop?
We're on 3919 Remembrance Road on the corner of Richmond and Remembrance, just about a quarter mile east of Walker City Hall.
And how often do you do? I know you guys had that cook-off. I stumbled into it by mistake. I was just showing up for some steaks, and you guys had smokers all over the parking lot, and you guys were, it's an annual thing, right?
Yep. That's our big anniversary celebration. We've been doing that every year and had cookers and monster truck, and we've had bands in the past. We'll do that again. We got some other things we'll be celebrating coming up in the near future. And just to make a big celebration, to thank all of the community for supporting us, because without all the meat eaters out there in the community, they've been just fantastic to keep us in business. We
so
appreciate
I have to
that.
Ask you, have you ever had a radio station out there when you did that? Just curious.
We had the Polka Pops before, but we haven't had the grilling guys out there.
Yeah, well, we're there. We'll get it on our calendar. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's in May, so we'll have to stay hooked up with you
May.
Guys.
May, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, I've got the dilemma that maybe most of our listeners have is in another week or two on a weekend, I've got 15 people coming over for the family, and now that I'm a grilling guy, you know, there's big expectations of what the hot man's going to have on his grill. So just wondering, I want to do a brisket. Is that something that you have all the time, or is that something that I'd have to order ahead of time? Because brisket is kind of a unique item. Maybe not everybody knows how to cook it. So I just wondered, is that something you have, or how would we get one of those?
We usually try to have them all the time. Obviously, we've had some weekends where it hits and everybody wants to do briskets and you run out. But we usually try to have a little bit of everything all the time. Briskets are cool to grill. They take a while, or doing your smoker or whatever, but the rewards are well worth it. And we do even some brisket pastrami and some smoked briskets that we'll do for sandwiches as well. So it's a great meat to do.
So I could get it already prepared from you, or I could get one to make myself.
Yep, have to give me a heads up to prepare it, but you'll have fun doing it on your own.
Yeah, awesome.
And, but we recommend order ahead, and we'll make sure we got a nice one for you ready to go.
If I can't screw them up, trust me, man, these things are bulletproof. And it did. It won me Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It really did. I got about a 12-pounder that I threw in.
So we're talking to Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, and that is in Walker.
Yep, 3919 right there. Remembrance Road.
Got a website?
Okay. Yes, SobeyMeats.com.
And it's a cool website. Really happy that you came up. It's so nice to finally meet you. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're on WBBL FM 107.3 every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, if we make it here on time. But this is the only place in Michigan that's on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be. Tim, thanks so much for coming in, and we'll see you again real soon.
Bet. Thanks so much for having me. It's been great.
Great.
Awesome. I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.